Dear brothers and sisters, in our continuing reflection on prayer in the letters of St. Paul, we now consider the Apostle's testimony to his own experience of contemplative prayer. Defending the legitimacy of his apostolate, Paul appeals above all to his profound closeness to the Lord in prayer, marked by moments of ecstasy, visions, and revelations. Yet he speaks too of a trial which the Lord sent him, lest we become conceited, a mysterious thorn in the flesh. Paul therefore willingly boasts of his weakness in order that the power of Christ might dwell in him. Through this experience of mystical prayer, Paul realized that God's kingdom comes about not by our own efforts, but by the power of God's grace shining through our poor earthen vessels. We see that the contemplative prayer is both exalting and troubling, since we experience both the beauty of God's love and the sense of our own weakness.